Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to make it very clear. When I have these ominous feelings about the return of sports, not so much, like hand-wringing about should they or shouldn't they. I feel like that ship sailed a long time ago. It's more of a will they or won't they that I feel ominous about. It's not that I'm trying to be some sort of bleeding heart about this by any stretch. Sports coming back is good for me. One of the most ridiculous claims that I have seen levied against some people in the sporting world is this idea that people who are sounding alarms or just not being hyper-optimistic don't actually want sports to come back. If you work in this business for a living, I assure you, you want the games to come back. If you're a person who works in this, if you're talking to a person, I should say, I'm not telling the people who work in this business how to feel. If you're talking to a person who's doing sports for a living, any kind of coverage of them, any kind of media, forget about the players who actually play the sports or the coaches who coach the sports. Anybody that covers the games for a living wants them to come back because that is what our livelihoods are collectively tied to in one way, shape, or form. So that's out of the way. But I have had these pessimistic feelings about all the different sports coming back, the team sports in this country. We know NASCAR has managed to get back on its feet. PGA Tour doesn't have fans at these courses, but they're holding tournaments. And they have soldiered on through a couple of positive tests in the process. The NFL now, the NFLPA specifically, Players Association President J.C. Treader, has started to sound sort of another alarm bell with what he said earlier today a couple of hours ago. I'm going from Pro Football Talk's write-up of this story. And here's what Treader writes on the NFLPA's website. I'm going to read a block here. Our normal return date for training camp is quickly approaching, and we are still far from back to, quote, normal. Our main concern is player safety, both in regard to preventing the virus's transmission as well as preventing injuries after an extended and historically unique layoff. Like many other industries, football's resistance to change is based on the belief that the best way to run things is the way we've always run things. That pervasive thought process will stop this season in its tracks, end quote. Treader went on to cite some immediate concerns about injuries because of the non-traditional offseason to this point, the lack of an ability to have team activities and offseason programs. He went back and cited the 2011 lockout that wiped out a lot of that stuff, just like it has so far with coronavirus this year. He said injuries went up 25%. But that's not really the story here. The story is, in fact, the broad point that Treader is making and sort of the existential point about the NFL. And I have said this many times. This has been sort of a fawningly offered article of faith about the NFL through all of this. I remember in late April when the draft was happening, there was hand-wringing. Should the NFL do this? And I thought almost everybody that, but the people that were posing that question, and there weren't many of them, said, actually, yes, the NFL's bullheadedness here is a very good thing. Because we're all grasping at straws for anything to seize on right now. And so the NFL conducting its draft and making it a TV spectacle and having it be kind of weird but and controversial in some strange ways, but ultimately be something that got people talking, was something to cover, that was a good decision. That was a bit of the NFL's hubris working out for it. The league has not decided, according to NFLPA President J.C. Treader. The league doesn't want to follow the committee, which was made up of doctors, trainers, strength coaches, of a 48-day training camp. Treader also writes, quote, the NFL is unwilling to prioritize player safety and believes that the virus will bend to football, end quote. There's a lot more in here. There's a lot more that Treader goes on to talk about, like not playing preseason games. They don't count. It's needless risk. I'm completely on board with that. What do we go into every Steelers season? And most teams, I think, in the league are more or less like this. Maybe the dregs of the league have a little bit more roster flux to deal with, but not much. What do we always say? There's a handful of spots. If it's a 53-man roster, there's like five battles in camp, maybe. But we know most of the roster. We know who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. We know, like, you see a name, you know that person is almost assuredly not going to get there. The fans like these preseason stars who occasionally play themselves onto the rosters. But by and large, those are few and far between and feel like they're dwindling ever more in the modern NFL, where I think in some ways the league has become even more conservative, or there are no secrets. There are no players bursting out of nowhere because scouting is so rigid and so good that it's hard to have surprises. So I agree, no preseason, no big deal. The NFL would care because the NFL's owners like the money that they make from those games. And even this year, I think they would want to have them because it'd be something to throw on TV. And I would sympathize for KDKA TV, certainly not having those games. But it doesn't seem like it's a reasonable thing to do right now, okay? So J.C. Treader has, I like a lot of what he's written. And here's the crux of it. NFLPA President J.C. Treader. What it seems like the NFL is considering doing here in large measure. I know they've canceled the Hall of Fame game. That seemed like a bit of a no-brainer, I'll be honest. But September, early September, is still 2 months off. And if you think about how much things have changed since 2 months ago, which was early May, I think it's pretty reasonable to assume that a very proud, very stubborn league that very much and understandably thinks it holds an amazing degree of sway over this country's sports scene and sports consciousness and really is starting to spread that to the world, I think there's every reason to believe that the NFL is going to say, coronavirus, now, 2 months from now, we'll have figured this out. The country will have gotten it under better control. We're going to have these games. Our only major concession is we probably won't put fans in the stands. If we do, they're all going to be spread out. But if we have to play the games fan-free, so be it. And, like, there's going to be some overarching thought that, well, the virus will just go away or diminish or the numbers are going to be right because that's just what's going to happen. It's football. Nothing's going to get in the way of the NFL. J.C. Treader makes the point that the players want to show up, report, and then stay reported, as in they want there to be good protocols in place that allow them to play a season. This isn't some siren call saying we should just probably wipe the whole damn thing out. Not even close. Quite the opposite. They need to try to find a way to make football work. And the message right now seems to be that the NFL has just kind of shrugged its shoulders a little bit now that they've got the draft done. They've canceled some things that are not essential that they've canceled before, off-season programs. They've canceled the Hall of Fame game. Okay, that got on people's radars. There seems to be this idea from J.C. Treader, president of the Players Association, that the NFL has said, that's probably enough. We'll just kind of kick back, relax a little bit here. Camps might start a little bit late, but then we'll get rolling. Because that's what we do. We're the NFL. That sort of mindset, that sort of attitude would make me very nervous. I think if you are running a sports league in 2020, something that you have to embrace for the betterment of your league long term, for the betterment of your league's chances of getting on the field of play or the court or the ice, something you need to embrace is that you've got to take this seriously, more seriously like than the general public does, right? Think of it like you're a business owner who, even if you have your own personal private feelings about the transmissibility or anything else, you know you've got to adhere to a certain standard and be serious about it, right? To get that going. or to get where you need to go business-wise. You need to do that if you're the NFL or the MLB or NHL or NBA. You need to treat this very seriously, more seriously than the public. No matter how you feel about it privately, you need to take every precaution. You need to go overboard with diligence to try to actually play your season. I think the NFL, when the draft was the event, and inherently, despite its popularity as an event, is not something that involves hitting, is not something that involves close proximity for these guys. I mean, they're having little family parties, but that was it. When the draft is something that is a very hands-off, non-physical event, the rare thing in sports that is both hugely popular, hugely relevant in the American sports consciousness, and can also somehow be done remotely with pretty great effectiveness, when that's what the draft, when that's what you're talking about, you can just sort of plow ahead and say, this is more or less business as usual, or business as unusual. Not when it's games, not when it's players actually reporting, not when it's anything else like that. Just moving training camps away from colleges, you know, teams choosing to do that like the Steelers, that's not enough. And I'm feeling pessimistic because I'm getting the sense that J.C. Treader is right, that this isn't just union rhetoric against the league, that he and his brethren, by and large, really want to play, and that the NFL has taken a bit more of a laissez-faire approach in recent weeks. They've been very quiet about any kind of contingency plans. You'll notice that, too. I would hope that doesn't imply that they don't have them, because that would be very bad. That would create major issues. I think that ultimately the NFL will probably come back, because stronger than any of the things I've mentioned now as far as like influences go, stronger than the league's hubris, stronger than like any player fears, there is going to be a desire to make sure that as much money is salvaged from the 2020 season as is humanly possible. And that I do think the NFL, in that, looking at it through that lens, will say, we might have to make some changes. We might have to do some things with our schedule that we're not comfortable doing. We might have to admit that this is going to be potentially what you would call a bastardized version of a football season, but we're going to have it. Because, my God, would you look at that large pile of television money that we would be putting at jeopardy, or in jeopardy, excuse me, if we didn't. I think they're going to play, but I think what J.C. Treader's saying today, that the league is just sort of plowing ahead right now at the moment and thinking it's all going to work out hunky-dory, is a very dangerous game to play indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.